be fruitful and multiply, create, expand, reign, rule. Like, this is the language of the scriptures. Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another 5-Minute Fatherhood. Jeff and Jeremy here. We like to take a step back and think about what are we trying to build from a big picture. And so one of the big picture ideas that we like to talk a lot about is building our families into kingdom outposts. And that can be a little bit hard to relate to because a lot of us don't live in a kingdom anymore. And so a friend of mine, Stephen Morey, he uses this analogy sometimes. It really helped me think about this in a little bit different way. And that is, in a kingdom, what happened oftentimes was there would be obviously the king, and they'd have their castle and their capital city, but all out in the outposts, kind of out, you know, far away in the far reaches of their kingdom, they would put different people. Oftentimes they'd have different royal titles, but one of them was a duke. What the heck is a duke? So a duke was sort of like a minor royal person that had an outpost of the kingdom, sort of in a place that was kind of a little bit tough for the king to extend their rule to. And so they would have an alliance with this duke, oftentimes this other family that would be another powerful family. But if there was a war, there was always these oaths, right? There was this understanding between the king and all of their dukes that they would grab all of the different people from their area, and they would join the king to defend the kingdom. And also their castle, or the duke's actual house, would be sort of like either a forward operating base of the kingdom where they would be pushing into maybe a new area, or it would be a defensive sort of castle for that kingdom to make sure that other people didn't invade the kingdom from that area. So it was an interesting idea to think about, okay, what are we building? And a lot of us, when you think about your house, think about your family, what you're building a kingdom outpost, and that you are a part of this giant, amazing royal family. And God, as king, he wants you to build one of these outposts. And so you're kind of like a duke and playing that role, that if the king ever were to call, you know, all the different families from your city that are a part of the household of God to war, you would all be now a part of that, and you would bring your families, you would bring those you're discipling, and you would defend the kingdom, or you'd expand the kingdom. And your day-to-day life is just making sure that you're expanding or defending the kingdom from the outpost that God's already given you or your family. So I think that's a helpful analogy. It gives me kind of a little bit of an idea of sort of like, what are we trying to build from a big picture perspective? But what do you think about that, Jeff?
Yeah, I love that. I think one last thing I'll add is that's totally right with what you're saying is, well, first of all, yeah, I think that is you need to realize that this is the game. This is the game. This is the picture that scripture usually is using. Cities, building, the garden mandate of be fruitful and multiply, create, expand, reign, rule. Like, this is the language of the scriptures. And because we're not in this era or world, we sometimes cannot get hit with the impact of what is actually being said. So I think, yeah, this is huge for a father to understand. This is the game we're playing. One other helpful thing about kind of this royal language, or more like imperial language, specifically during colonialism, that's helpful for me is when I'm talking to my friends, or I've seen it was helpful for me even personally, is this is a really helpful conversation about how to have that tension of living multi-generationally, where you're not fully like, you know, under the authority of the last generation, but you are on the same team, but you are under the authority, but you also are expanding the mission. There's like a tension there, right? The leave and cleave episode, I think we did a couple weeks ago. This I think is really helpful for that, because like you said, you are an autonomous kind of reigning and ruling person over your outposts, right? And you have been sent out. Once you're an adult, you've been trained, usually grew up in the royal household, and then you got sent out, and then you were trained, and you got sent out, and now you're an adult. And so now it's a different kind of way of living. And that is, now you are kind of sovereign over your own outpost, but yet there's still kind of the royal stamp or the royal creed and all of that different things. And then when you go to war, you're on the same team. So I just think that's a really helpful, everything we've been saying, I think is another really helpful way to think about the tension and the balance that needs to be figured out, that some people usually fall one way too far this way or one way too far this way. In regards to like living multi-generationally, that you do have autonomy, you do have authority, but we're just expanding and reigning and ruling in different parts of kind of other people's authority that's been given to us from 100 years ago or 50 years ago and stuff of that nature. So that's just one encouragement I would leave with you guys today. Is this how you're thinking about it? Because it really changes things when you do. Hey guys, if you like this short content on 5-Minute Fatherhood, then you're going to love long-form interviews that Jeremy and I do with other dads just like you over at Dads Building Teams. We go much more in-depth hearing the stories, challenges, and journeys of different dads who are trying to build multi-generational teams on mission. Just go to whatever podcast platform you use and search for Dads Building Teams.